It's 12 past 10. It is another cup of coffee with me, Isabel, and joining me in studio from Wadawarasin Hospice. Anne, how are you doing?
Hello. Yes, I'm well and you?
I'm good. Yes. It is the 17th of December.
Yes, panic stations all around.
And lots of people realizing, oh, I need to do Christmas shopping. But while you're out shopping, you might as well pick up a couple of extra things because I know you guys need stuff.
We always need stuff. We always need things and the basics, tea, coffee, sugar, especially at the moment because everybody's tired, everybody's grumpy, and also because we have lots of people who would like to come and see the people we have with us. So there's lots of tea and coffee and cool drinks and stuff like that being made. And also we need biscuits and cookies and sweets. And they don't have to be the most expensive, but of course it's nice to be able to add just a little bit of something, especially
just
now.
A little bit of a treat, you know.
Yeah, oh, lekker. Sweeties and things.
It's that time of year when everything is just, it's been crazy, and now is that absolute rush. And just after December, after Boxing Day, everything's just like on autopilot. So for those days especially, just a little bit extra.
Yeah, so I'm always trying to stretch. For me personally at home, I try and make that week between Christmas and New Year the non-dieting, non-behaving, non-doing the right thing kind of week. And so I'd like to be able to follow that through also with us. So yes, we're looking for all of those, just those extra, what a friend of mine used to call niceties.
Yes, that's a great way to state it, niceties.
Yes.
Haven't heard that term in a while. So all those extra little niceties that you would like to enjoy this festive season and beyond, everyone else would like that as well, especially at Wide Horizon Hospice. So for December, obviously, you never close. So every day you are there and anyone can come and visit and maybe just add a little bit of extra cheer and lend a hand.
Yes, of course. So I will be in and out most of the way through, all the way through. The offices are closing as such. We don't actually close entirely, but so the phones might not be answered and that type of thing. But if you send us an email, I'll be checking those just about daily. And so if you leave me a name saying I need to get hold of you, then of course I will respond. If there is anything else that people want to do, we are open. So the ladies in the offices aren't there, but of course the unit is open, the nurses are there, the ladies, the cleaners, and all of those people are around. And I will be flitting in and out to make sure that I can do all of the things that I can.
Mm. And the shop around the corner in Henley on Clip, will the store be open throughout, or are you closing for a little bit?
Yeah, we'll be closing mostly for the week between Christmas and New Year. So about the 22nd we close, and then just after New Year we open again. That's posted on our Facebook page. But again, if anybody wants to donate, then they can get hold of us and I will run through and collect or open up the shop, and then people can meet me or come and say hello or whatever else we need.
Fantastic. So 2022 looms. Anything that you have on the cards? Any plans for fundraisers? Or I know you are involved in a wide variety of projects already. So can we just recap the projects that's already running and what you might want to add to the list?
So the projects we're already running, the main function of what we are is actually hospice itself. So we have the unit and then we have home-based care. We also do wellness projects for certain companies, and this falls under their CSI. So they will be able to then have us come through. We do weight, blood pressure, sugar diabetes tests, have a conversation with somebody. So somebody can actually chat to a nurse. That is a paid for service, but it is for companies, and they can put it towards their BEE certificates and that type of thing because we are a charity. Then also we, at the moment, the other projects which are running is that we have the PPP project. We're not actually giving out pads and panties at the moment, but we are collecting as much as we possibly can so that we can start in January with a bang as such.
When school starts and everything else.
Yeah, so when school starts, I'd like the girls to be able to know that they can have at least 1 or 2 months where they don't actually have to worry about not being able to come to school, especially that first couple of weeks. It's a nervous and horrible time anyway.
That's an understatement.
so let's not make it worse because you have to take a week off school because you can't go.
Mm.
Then the other one is the Grannies Project, which we have the 16 grannies, which we support and try and look after. And there is one fabulous piece of news. One of the people who we do a CSI wellness project with is Suriti Mine, also known as the Old Nouvelle Collieries. And they're coming this afternoon to bring us some parcels and packages for the grannies.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That is absolutely brilliant.
I am absolutely and utterly delighted. Unfortunately, it was a little bit late arranged, so the grannies won't be there themselves, but I will be able to take pictures and put them on Facebook and everything else, and it'd be fabulous to have them around.
Ah, no, that is great. Ah, it's good that people are stepping up and out and just offering a little bit in the right direction.
A little bit in the right direction. The other things, we haven't received much for the unit itself, and so when people give me something for the grannies, I make sure it goes to the grannies.
Mm.
And if it's for the PPP project, I'd make sure it goes in that direction. So unfortunately, the unit itself is actually running short, and we're running short on tea and coffee and jelly and custard and those types of things. Now, I know that we can't always bring people in for free and that type of thing, but we do have some patients who are really desperate, and we can fund only so much.
Mm.
So I am looking for those things. And we're not huge. We've only got 12 beds. So, you know, 3 packets of jelly goes a long way.
Yes, it does. It makes a massive difference. It might be something small, but it is something that makes an impact.
It makes a huge difference. And it makes a difference for all of us to be able to see the difference in the patients. That's one of the things we can't do too much of, is actually post what we're doing on Facebook. Purely because it's not always what's wanted. You know, when you're not feeling at your best, you don't want somebody putting that on social media.
You don't want anyone snapping photos anyway.
No, and so I can't often show people the impact it makes, and that's the hard part. Mm. But yes, we are having lots of that type of thing going on. And then, of course, the new year, the new projects, I'm going to be looking to ask people to sponsor beds. So if you can sponsor a bed for a day, that means I can have somebody in the bed for a day who doesn't actually have to pay us. And I'm looking for people and corporations, and even if you can just sponsor a bed for a day, means that I can take in the poorest of the poor who
desperately need it.
Who can't afford our services.
Mm.
And, you know, many of our services, people don't realize, but water and lights and those things, I don't get a discount. The bank still charges me full rates for even the smallest of things, so we still have to pay those bills.
Mm.
If I send the ladies out in a car, it costs fuel. So those are the things that we have to, those bills still have to be paid.
Absolutely.
There are lots of things that we can try and scrimp and save on, which I try not to do. But, you know, if you need assistance at home and we send a nurse out to you, the nurse, we sometimes most of the time have covered, but I don't have the fuel covered. I don't have the service of that car covered.
Mm. Very important points. But at this stage of the conversation, can we get some contact details? If someone is feeling a little bit giving, or they want to find out how they can contribute, even though it's not in a fiscal way, how do we get a hold of you?
Okay, so we've got the email address, which is hospicevol@lantic.net. We also have a telephone number, 016-428-1410. And the shop is the little shop around the corner, which is in Henley on Clip, in Iwelme Road, which is the OK Shopping Centre. So if you're in Iwelme Road, you can't miss it. And the OK Shopping Centre, and literally around the corner, which is why we're the little shop around the corner.
Oh, it's brilliant. I love the name. How's the garden going?
The garden is looking fabulous at the moment. We had a fortunate donation that somebody sent us some veggie seeds and a few other bits and pieces.
Oh,
so the
nice.
Spinach is looking magnificent at the moment. We had a tree fall over, so my pumpkin plant was taken out with the tree.
Oh no.
but a few other bits and pieces are going on. The roses, which Irma Kutsia gave us, are looking magnificent as well, and a few other bits and pieces are starting to really come along nicely. But as always, I'm looking for flowers, I'm looking for plants, I'm looking to make that garden
sustainable and beautiful.
Sustainable and magnificent, and I'm looking for garden benches and paving. And the garden benches and the paving would be ideal. I'm trying to make it... The new idea with gardening is to make little rooms. Mm. And I'm trying to take that a step further so that if you come and see a patient and it's a nice day, we can get them in a wheelchair. I need paving to do this.
Yes.
And push them through the garden. And then you can go and sit on a bench with a little table and have a cup of tea outside or... look at the birdies. I've got a bird feeder. I need bird food. And try and have those outdoor, homely type moments.
Mm. No, that I think that would make a massive difference. Just to get that feeling, being back in touch with nature, being outside. Because staying inside four walls, they do get to you.
Yeah, they do. And also you must remember that we try and make hospice like home.
Mm.
So oftentimes, it happened this morning, there was a lady who was phoning, she's looking for care for her dad, and she's concerned that if he comes to hospice, what then?
Mm.
We try very hard not to stop people. So with COVID and all of that type of thing, it's better if you can visit your family members outside, but if you can't, we do have a space where you can come in. It's not a jail. I don't lock people up, for heaven's sake. If you want to take your dad out for Christmas lunch, tell us.
Do it.
We'll have him dressed and ready and waiting for you. We'll give you all of the stuff he needs and take him.
Mm.
Take him home for a couple of hours. Let him feel like a part of the family. It's important. It's important for you and it's important for him. And then you bring him back when you say you're bringing him back and life's wonderful.
Mm. No, it just makes it feel a bit less dreary when you look at it like this. And that is one of those, it's a common thing where people start thinking about hospice and it goes to the dark place.
Yes. So this is not just the dark place. And especially now, we've got a couple of our patients or clients, as I like to call them, who are actually going home for Christmas.
Mm.
They'll be going home for the week between Christmas and New Year. And that's fine with us. As long as you still have us on call and the nurses are there, but also so that you can have that homely feeling. Yes, it's more care and it's more attentive and all of that type of thing, but at this time of year, most people don't actually mind doing a little bit extra for a family member.
Mm, and everyone's on leave anyway, so take that time and spend it with your loved ones.
Yeah, and if you haven't got loved ones to spend it with, well, come and spend it down with us.
Mm.
I mean, if you're on your own and you want to be able to do something for that week, and I'm not saying Christmas Day in specifically, but if you want to, say so and we'll make an arrangement. But if you want to give back in that period, some people don't want to have contact with the clients that we have, that's fine. You can come and sit in the garden. The weeds are going mad, so pull out some weeds or put some music on or sit and chat. It just makes the place feel warmer and more inviting for everybody.
Mm, I like that. I do like that. Again, contact details and the quick list of everything that's needed at the unit at the moment. You did mention that, well, everything's running a bit low. So just what do you need and how do we get it to you?
Okay, so what do we need? We need the basics. Tea, coffee, sugar, biscuits, Maltabella, Mealy Meal, soft foods.
Mm.
And anything else along those lines. Then also soap and all of those wonderful things, but I won't carry on.
Linen, flowers. Well, then anything really.
Everything you have at home, teacups, coffee cups, spoons, every single thing you have at home, we need.
And if you dabbled in pottery and you made a few horrible mugs, hey, they will be loved.
They will not only be loved, they will be adored.
Mm, there we go.
And then our contact details, hospicevol@atlantic.net. And the telephone number is 016-428-1410.
Fantastic. And thank you so much for popping in. Have a lovely festive season. I don't know if we're going to be chatting next week.
I do believe
maybe
next week.
I don't know. I think it's Wednesday. Ugh, the 24th. is on Friday. So maybe.
It's possible. At this stage, my calendar got stolen, so I'm lost.
Well, at least I'll send you a message just to remind you.
Please.
Okay, there we go. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And then hopefully someone brings along a couple of goodies for the unit.
That would be fabulous.